Greetings again, brothers and sisters, on their Lenten journey. It's Pastor Bob. And if you're wondering, it's your 17th day of Lent. 17 of 40. Let's make it the best, right? Make it the best Monday we can. And we have a devotion for you today, just to help a little. And it's from John Pavlovitz, devotional called Rise. Devotion number 17, fears and false stories. Some good advice here. Fears and false stories, not just for ourselves, but for others too. This affects us all. I think you're going to like it. Little short scripture today from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 26 through 28. Matthew 14, 26 through 28. Here's the word. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." John Pavlovitz shares this with us. In the work I do as a pastor, caregiver, and consultant, people tell me things they don't feel they can tell anyone else. Often when I meet people in my travels on speaking tours, we don't necessarily have a lot of time together. They might come up before or after a talk and tell me something deeply personal about a conflict with another person. In a quick moment, and without knowing any of their backstory, they're hoping I can give them something they can take home to help them. Here's what I tell them. Look for the fears and the false stories. Find out what people are afraid of and figure out why those fears might be misplaced or addressed. Because no one is at their best when they're terrified. This is true of us as well. When we're in conflict with other people, whether we're debating politics or religions, finances or work problems, parenting issues or strong opinions on any topic, the other person is almost always afraid of something. And that fear drives them, and us, to hold a certain position, to defend a certain position. Many times, people's fears are well-founded, but often those fears are based on a false story, a set of believed circumstances or accepted truths that aren't always accurate. In our interactions with them, we might be able to give them a perspective they don't have. Not to win an argument or change their minds, but to take away their fear. I believe that in this life, we're given the choice to be peace givers or fear bringers. To either make other people's journeys easier or provide greater turbulence for them. One of the primary ways we can be peace givers is by helping them to be less afraid than they are. Today, try looking for the fear and false stories. And see if that doesn't change how you interact with people.